Hey, how you doing? You with Jamal Williams, and you listening to Roster Watch.
Roster Watch Nation, what is up and welcome back to the epic Roster Watch off-season NFL draft conversation Senior Bowl previewing podcast. I appreciate you guys for locking in with me on this beautiful January morning, evening, or afternoon, whenever you choose to listen. I'm solo today because it's a busy week. Everyone's busy. Trashman's busy updating dynasty rankings. Alex is busy with a multitude of things. I'm done with rookie running back write-ups for the Senior Bowl group, and I want to talk about it because we're going to the Senior Bowl weekend, and we're going to be traveling this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We were going to travel just Monday, and then the weather was like, hey, you guys might want to not stay where you're at because you might get trapped, and you might not make it to Mobile. And what we love doing is going to Mobile. This will be the 15th year that Roster Watch is in Mobile. Not my 15th. It'll be Alex's 15th. But I can't wait. I'm going to meet Alex in Florida. We're gonna drive over with Matty Kiwoom from Player Profile. We're going to drive over. We're going to be in Florida for a day or two, and then we're going to head up to Mobile and get a look at these running backs and receivers and quarterbacks and tight ends. And honestly, to be honest, one of my favorite positions I want to get a look at this week is the edge group, the D-tackle group, and the offensive line. It's a very heavy class for the Senior Bowl at those positions. The running back, receiver, tight end, and quarterback groups for fantasy, I don't want to say they're overall rather underwhelming, but there's pockets. There's pockets at the quarterback position that'll be interesting given the lack in depth of this class where, you know, we saw Fernando Mendoza on Monday take down Miami. And he's the consensus. He's a minus 7,000 favorite right now to be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft in April in Pittsburgh. And the next player in line is Reuben Bain from Miami, who's plus 5,000. We've never seen odds We haven't seen odds this aggressive since probably Trevor Lawrence. And I wouldn't say that Fernando Mendoza belongs in that breath of like this is a, you know, generational quarterback type conversation where Trevor Lawrence was once in that conversation. But I think because of that, you're going to see this quarterback class in Mobile have some shape. We're still waiting to see if potentially Carson Beck will make the trip down. Trinidad Chambliss is going through some conversations with Ole Miss and the NCAA to see if he's going to declare or not in the next couple of days. But Garrett Nussmeier's got a huge opportunity in front of him, the quarterback from LSU. Talon Green's got a huge opportunity in front of him, the quarterback from Arkansas. Diego Pavia, a lot of guys have a lot of opportunities down here in pockets. And at the running back position, you can see the show that we talked about earlier last week. We talked about a couple of these running backs. It's a good group on paper. It's a good group, I would say. Nick Singleton is probably the most notable. Nick Singleton and Catron Allen are probably the two most notable backs in this group. Only three backs have multiple 1,000-yard rushing seasons. Catron Allen from Penn State, Nick Singleton from Penn State, and Jamari Taylor from Virginia. Jamari Taylor, the difference with Jamari Taylor is Jamari Taylor had one of those 1,000-yard seasons come at North Carolina Central. The other came in 25 for Virginia. So Jamari Taylor is interesting. The notables as far as the advanced metrics go, the leader from this entire group going to the Senior Bowl in missed tackles forced is going to be Catron Allen. He had 57 missed tackles forced in 2025. Jamari Taylor had 54 missed tackles forced in 2025. The youngest breakout among the running back position belongs very clearly to Nick Singleton from Penn State, 18.75-year-old breakout. Catron Allen broke out at 19.75. Jonah Coleman broke out at age 20. He's a running back from Washington who took a little bit of a step back in 2025 from an overall perspective, but we talked about him the other day. He's 5'8", 227 pounds, of just a muscled up hamster. Like Alex talked about, you know, Doug Martin conversation as a comp. I like CJ Anderson, James Robinson. He kind of brings a bit of all of that to the table. As far as the advanced stuff, as far as the team production share goes, the leader is Catron Allen with almost a 31% of his team's production. Playing in the same backfield as Nick Singleton makes that more impressive in 2025. Nick Singleton at 22.5% of team's production. So those two guys by themselves had almost 53% of Penn State's total production came from Catron Allen and Nick Singleton out of that backfield. After Catron Allen, the next running back in line is Jamari Taylor from Virginia, who's 5'9", 204 pounds. I like him. I compared him to Malik Davis. I'm going to dig into him here in a second. I just finished his write-up over at rosterwatch.com. Those will continue to trickle in throughout the week and throughout Senior Bowl week as far as things to kind of get caught up on rosterwatch.com. Jamari Taylor, I think, is an interesting study. I have him listed as a sixth and seventh round grade. Give him a 5'7 for a grade, 5'7'7. Ronnie Hillman, Malik Davis is kind of where I came away with. Malik Davis had a couple of opportunities in Dallas where he kind of was the beneficiary of them not adding a really that important of a piece in Dallas. Like they were like, all right, we like Javonte Williams. Cool. We're going to spend a mid round pick on Jaden Blue. Okay. Jaden Blue wasn't mentally prepared for the league. So Malik Davis got the opportunities. And you remember Ronnie Hillman had his opportunities in Denver. 5 seasons at North Carolina Central before he transfers to Virginia this last year, 54 targets in 2025. He was 8th in the Power 4 with 753 yards after contact. He was 9th in missed tackles forced. We talked about that a minute ago. He's all ACC first team in 2025. In 2024 at North Carolina Central, very rare, he was an FCS Heisman finalist, which is the Walter Payton Award. Generally goes to a quarterback, and he was able to become a finalist for that as a running back at North Carolina Central. 2 seasons of 25-plus receptions in college. The negatives on Jamari Taylor are I think he lacks the short area acceleration and drive through the second level and kind of just like get, you know, I want to see my running back, you know, when he explodes through that first level, he breaks a tackle like Jamari Taylor does well. I like to see him, you know, have that burst of that acceleration to boom and get from the second to the third level in the blink of an eye. And I don't think he quite has that juice. The 40-yard dash projection I put on him was a 4.61, so obviously not great for a running back. We like to see these guys south of that 4.55 marker. Only averaged 5.5 yards per carry in just 3 games in 2025. That's 23% of the games. 5 games, he averaged fewer than 4.0 yards per carry. Not great. He did have 5 drops out of the backfield, which is the second most in the Power 4 among running backs. And it just feels like too often he doesn't seem to fully rev the engine. He doesn't seem to fully either, you know, finish a run or just kind of it's interesting. Like he's got the talent, but it seems like he just needs to be pushed. It's interesting. I'm not the biggest fan of Jamari Taylor. When I look at this whole group, you know, he's kind of the first guy in that, like, there's a tier break for me, and he's the next guy after this tier break that I'll explain to you the tier break and who that guy is here in a minute. A running back that I kind of enjoy, but man, there's a red flag just blinking at you. I think Jamari Taylor is going to be fine. He'll have an interesting week down in Mobile. Like I said, impressively, he outperformed his North Carolina Central stats at Virginia. So North Carolina Central is in his 5th year. In 2024, he outproduced that in his first year in the ACC on a Virginia team that, you know, was pushing to be the ACC champion, got beat by Duke in that final season. Split the backfield 60-40 with another senior running back at Virginia. Still did good. I think he's a good running back that kind of just lacks short area acceleration, lacks that long field speed downfield. I would love to see some more aggressiveness. I think the best way I can explain Jamari Taylor, and I wrote this in my write-up over at Roster Watch, is he's 5'9", 204 pounds. And with that size, I'm expecting kind of a Kamani Vidal, you know, kind of a Bill Kroski Merritt, where you have some more juice. And Jamari Taylor kind of seems on tape like he's pulling a plow. And, you know, we call it, we had this kid in middle school we played baseball with, and you're like, man, he can hit the ball like hell, get the ball to the, you know, in the gaps in the outfield. And you're like, man, this guy easily going to get a leg out of double here standing. And he'd come around first base and he's always just pulling a plow, and he's full bore, but he's pulling a plow. And he gets gunned down at second every time. And you're like, how's this guy get thrown out? This is a stand-up double. And I look at Jamari Taylor and I'm like, he's pulling a plow, and he kind of finishes like a FedEx truck. And that analogy kind of tells you, like, you know, a FedEx truck is about 14 to 16 feet high, it feels like. And if it's coming straight at you, it'll go through you. It'll put some damage in you if it's coming north and south. But if he catches any type of wind, east to west, he's going down, and it's going down with a tickle. And it was just weird because his missed tackles force, like I said, mostly come in that north south direction. But I'll be interested to see what Jamari Taylor looks like down in Mobile this next week. He's a good running back for Virginia, not a stud, but again, I think that's going to be the genesis of most of these guys. He's a graduate senior. We don't have an age. The one guy we don't have an age on, I would assume he's either 24, but he's a good back. Good back, 1,300 total yards this last year, 15 total touchdowns, second most total yards amongst any of the running backs in this group outside of Katron Allen. The other running back that I really wanted to touch on today, and you can go read his write-up over at rosterwatch.com, 5'10", 7. These are official numbers from last spring. 5'10", 7, 217 pounds. Doesn't look this way. 9 1/8 inch hands, 75 inch wingspan. I project him for a 4.46 40. When you watch the tape for Rasul Faison, the running back for South Carolina, who spent 1 year at Marshall, 1 year at Lackawanna, 1 year at Snow Junior College, and then the last 2 years at Utah State before transferring to South Carolina, Rasul Faison was, if you didn't follow this before the season, this was one of the most maniacal situations. Is he entered the transfer portal last January of 2025. And he was transferred to South Carolina, was expected to be their starting running back, and they declared him ineligible for his seventh year. And this comes into play, the Diego Pavia rule, where Diego Pavia, right, it was the JUCO thing. If you played JUCO, your eligibility was differed, and then you became eligible. That's how Pavia got an extension. This is how Rasul Faison got an extension. There's a number of guys that got these JUCO extensions. He's one of them. He was declared eligible on August 25th. South Carolina played their first game on August 30th against Virginia Tech. He also dealt with a shoulder injury in the fall, so he really didn't have the best ramp up into the season at South Carolina. He turns 26 years old the week before the NFL Combine.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus an extra $100 off all mattresses. End Saturday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
If you don't know, now you know. The age apex for running backs in the NFL, where we generally, you know, historically, you look at the data and they go up and they come down. The age apex is 25.5. Rasul Faison is currently 25.8. He'll be 26 years old the week of the combine, which is bananas. That might be the most banana stat. It's like you look at a running back. Like, yeah, we've seen quarterbacks like Shook was old. Tyler Shook, the quarterback for New Orleans. 26-year-old running back the week of the combine. That's the biggest red flag on Rasul Faison. And he's the guy that I say, he's my running back 5 going into the Senior Bowl amongst all the Senior Bowl running backs. He had 96 rush attempts this last year, 19 receptions, 588 yards, 3 touchdowns. Measly little 14.6% of the team's total production. But again, he weighs 217 pounds. He looks, I'll be honest, he looks on the wax like he's about a buck 98. And I wrote up about Faison over on Roster Watch. His unique build, top to bottom, is like a, you think of like a bodybuilder when they're drying out and they're losing all that weight to get on the stage and they're sucked down. generally it's an older thing. You might see this of guys that are, you know, third, fourth year in the league and they're getting into their own and they're, you know, professional athletes with full time to lift and get ready. He's dry. He's in shape. He's cut up. His lower half is fluid and ready, and he's a good back. I really, you know, and people are saying, well, if he didn't show you it here, he didn't show you it here. What was it? He had 1,100 yard season at Utah State. So, and again, I know that was his age 24 season. He broke out at age 24 and a half, but this guy had a very interesting, very peculiar first couple of years in college. Like I said, at Snow, at Marshall, he had to leave Marshall, things of this nature. I'm a big fan. He's got some real pop. I think he can get real from second, third gear with burst. Like I said, in that second level, like we were talking about a minute ago with Jamari Taylor, he wins with power. He wins with wiggle. He's got the speed. He showed it in a couple of games this year with South Carolina. He's got the speed in that 4.46 area. 4.47 is kind of where I got him pegged. I think his contact balance and his ability to kind of continue after the open field kind of accidents happen, it's pretty good. I wouldn't quite say it's, you know, Alvin Kamara-esque. That's obviously supremely high. Honestly, how about this question? How old is Alvin Kamara? Alvin Kamara should be, what, 28 and a half? He's 30. He just turned 30. He's going to be 31 this offseason. So that would have been interesting. If he would have been 27 or something, I knew he wasn't that young. But I think if he had more patience, and by he I mean Rasul Faison. If Faison had more patience, I think his missed tackles and potentially his yards probably double this last year at South Carolina. Statistically, if you look at those exact numbers, he's 24 missed tackles forced on 96 rush attempts. Like, you double his rush attempts, he's at 100 and what's he? He'd be at about 192 rush attempts, which puts him right in the same ballpark of, you know, a guy like Roman Hemby from Indiana. And he would have 20 more broken tackles, missed tackles forced than Roman Hemby. And I like what Rasul Faison brings to the table. Problem is, he's 26 years old. That's going to be your biggest red flag. And you go back to even the 2025 NFL draft class, and you look at the running backs from that class, and you look at ages. The oldest breakout in that class last year was 22.97 years old. And that was Jaquindon Jackson at Arkansas, who was a changed quarterback, who started his career as a quarterback. R.J. Harvey, 22.5, broke out. The oldest running back in that group was Woody Marks. How about that? Woody Marks had a pretty good year this last year, right? 25 years old in that 2025 season this last year. Ulysses Bentley from Ole Miss was 25 years old as well from the 2025 class. Harvey and Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, both 24. So is it out of pocket for us to say, you know, that potentially a Rasul Faison at age 26 could have, you know, fantasy football projections and, you know, abilities where we can say, yeah, we think this kid can do something? Of course. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, 7th-round draft pick. Harvey, 2nd-round draft pick. Carried a little bit more explosion, I think. Woody Marks, 4th-round draft pick. I like Rasul Faison. It's going to be one of the guys that, you know, I'm pegging outside of that top group that we talked about earlier last week, and Katron Allen and Nick Singleton, Le'Veon Moss, and Jonah Coleman. Those are the consensus top four for Alex and I. Now, RB1, RB2, it switches back and forth. My guys, Katron Allen and Nick Singleton, the running backs from Penn State, I have them graded 0.01 points apart from each other. They are back-to-back. They both have different things on their profile that kind of speak to me. But I currently have Katron number one. Alex has Nick Singleton number one for what it's worth going into the Senior Bowl. There's write-ups on Seth McGowan, the running back from Kentucky, 6'1", 215 pounds. He broke out at age 24. He's also 26 years old. Mike Washington Jr. From Arkansas. He's a senior, 6'2", 228 pounds from Arkansas. Had some nice runs. You know, you look at, like, I think it was Ole Miss. He had a nice run against Texas. He's got a little bit of juice in his step from Arkansas this past year. He and McGowan played together at New Mexico State in 2024 before transferring away. McGowan to Kentucky, Washington to Arkansas. And then Roman Hemby. We saw Roman Hemby, the running back from Indiana, on Monday night playing for the Hoosiers when they won the championship. And in that situation, you know, he shared the backfield with Black, and they both are good. I'm not as big on Hemby as Alex is. We'll talk about Hemby next week. I want to keep that conversation for Alex and I when we're down at the Senior Bowl. We get to see what Hemby looks like down there. Actually, scratch that. I forgot he's a Shrine Bowler. I wrote that down wrong. He's a Shrine Bowler, not a Senior Bowler. So we will not be talking about him at the Senior Bowl because he's a Shrine Bowler. But we'll talk about Roman Hemby. Regardless, that write-up is over on Roster Watch as well. The player I do want to talk about before I get out of here is maybe the most interesting of this entire group of running backs at the event, all 10 running backs. So Katron Allen from Penn State, Nick Singleton from Penn State, Le'Veon Moss from A&M, Jonah Coleman from Washington, Razul Faison from South Carolina, Jamari Taylor from Virginia, Jam Miller from Alabama, Mike Washington from Arkansas, Seth McGowan from Kentucky. And the 10th and final name is Adam Randall, the running back from Clemson. Now you might say, Adam Randall, that was a receiver in college, right? That guy, he was a high four-star, mid four-star wide receiver coming out of high school in Myrtle Beach. 21 career high school rush attempts. 21. Four career collegiate rush attempts prior to the 2025 season. Period. Last year, we saw this with Breshard Smith coming out of SMU. We saw it with Tyron Tracy when he transferred to Purdue from Iowa. He was a wide receiver there. But this guy's a little bit different. 6'2", 235 unofficial numbers. He broke out age 21.2 this year at Clemson in the backfield. His first year playing running back. First year playing running back. This is the most impressive thing here. Graduated from Clemson in three seasons with a management degree. In the fourth year, he added his master's in athletic leadership. In his first year playing running back on the team, he was named a permanent team captain. He's part of the AFCA Good Works team. He had 49 targets in 2025, which is fourth among all running backs in the Power Four. He averaged 24 yards per kick return in 2024 and 2025. And he's the fourth player in Clemson history to have 750 on the ground and 750 receiving in his career, joining the likes of Travis Etienne and C.J. Spiller. This cat, in his first full year playing running back, had 1,000 yards from scrimmage. 1,000 yards. 13 touchdowns. Like, we can talk about the nuances of, you know, he's only had two games with 18 or more carries. Probably not going to be a three-down workhorse in the NFL. You know, his feet honestly make me gag. I think that's the number one thing that I have a problem with is his footwork in between the tackles is a big flaw for me in Adam Randall. Because I like the kid. I like the running back. I like the style. I like the size. I like his speed once he gets into the open field. My biggest question, though, is I really want to see what he looks like back to back to back in these drills with Le'Veon Moss, with Nick Singleton and Katron Allen's feet, with Jonah Coleman and guys that are his size like Mike Washington, Seth McGowan. I want to see, because this dude's been playing the running back position for 12 months. And not only did I not think after that LSU game in week one, like, this dude can't play running back. They need to find a new running back. They got Gideon Davidson. They got a five-star running back at Clemson. Give that kid the rock. Clemson had a long year. But they didn't. They kept pushing forward with Adam Randall. And Adam Randall had a good year. And Adam Randall grew a lot. And that kid earned a Senior Bowl invite off of 1 year playing the running back position. And what I do know about the NFL scouts and GMs and coaches is that they will see that. And they will see his 6'2", 235-pound frame. And what I see as mid 4.5 speed with open field, he is the quintessential like wide receiver, big wide receiver in open field, where not really the fastest, not really the most bursty, but when he gets that second gear to third gear, his acceleration goes from let's say 16 to 18 to 20 to 22 to 24 miles an hour, he goes from like he ticks off every single mile per hour, and it takes him time to get up there, but it's almost like he gets to that 22 and it goes 22, 26. He's quick when he gets out there, but it takes him a second to get going, if that makes sense. Kind of like a Derrick Henry. And I know the size comp is stupid, whatever, but Cordarrelle Patterson's the layup here. Cordarrelle Patterson, you know, this guy can play kick return really well. He's played receiver better than Cordarrelle did at Tennessee. And he's already playing running back in college, which took Cordarrelle how many years to get to that point to even switch, right? He spent his whole time in Minnesota failing at wide receiver, but before he switched to running back. Stylistically kind of similar to Kendall Milton, but 26.2% of the team's total production at Clemson this last year. Adam Randall is a fun one that I'm looking forward to seeing the most out of this entire running back group down there in Mobile. We'll be there next week. We'll continue to talk about the Senior Bowl group as the week goes by. I'll be back hopefully with Trashman later this week talking about the Dynasty Top 250. Got some big updates coming to that quarterback position. Man, we had some good football last weekend. And if you want to watch some more good football this weekend in the AFC and the NFC Championship games, make sure you go over to rosterwatch.com, become a pro or a premium member today. And even though it's the offseason, there is no offseason at rosterwatch.com. We're continuing to put props up on the premium section of the website. The write-ups are going up on the pro side of the website. And we're covering the sport, Shrine Bowl, Senior Bowl, NFL Combine, Pro Days, NFL Draft, rookie OTAs, mini camps, fall camp, and then the season will be right back in our laps in August when we're talking about the NFL draft or the NFL season starting and fantasy football drafts approaching in July. I can't wait to continue to do all of it for you guys. We appreciate all of you at Roster Watch Nation. Until next time, I appreciate you. I love you. And damn it, we'll see you in Mobile.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus an extra $100 off all mattresses. End Saturday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.